Our final Beaver Friday of the season, joined by BSU volleyball player Bethany Thompson, lone senior on this team. Bethany, what's it been like since the season ended?
It's been a lot different than what I'm used to, that's for sure. It's been harder to get into the weight room. You know, I wish I could have joined the girls. I loved having that planned workout every single day. That's so beneficial. But it was awesome to go watch the girls play in their spring tournament that was here, and I got to play in the alumni match. It's on the opposite side of the net, but hey, that was fun. I'm glad I can still play out there, but it's okay.
What does the future have in store for you?
I will be sticking around Bemidji. I'm going to be student teaching PE and health at Bemidji High School for sure. I'm not sure which elementary school yet, but I plan on helping out with either the BHS volleyball team, or I'm definitely going to be volunteering for BSU. I'm excited to see what they have in store next year.
Once a Beaver, always a Beaver, right?
Definitely.
You look back over the course of your career, and yeah, there were some ups and, let's be blunt, a few more downs than ups, but what are you going to remember the most about your time here?
I'm going to remember all my teammates. I still keep in touch with the girls I played with my freshman year, and I love all the girls that I just finished with. You know, I had a really fun senior year, despite the record. You know, that just is part of playing a sport, you know. But I learned a lot. I'm going to take a lot away from volleyball, a lot of life lessons for sure.
Most athletes down the road say, you know what, I don't even remember wins and losses. I remember this road trip where this happened, or I remember this in practice. It was funny. Is that the kind of stuff you're going to remember too?
It definitely is. I've had a lot of fun road trips, definitely. You know, it's just a great time to be with your team and bond, and I've made a lot of great relationships throughout my 4 years, and I plan on having those relationships for the rest of my life.
You did accomplish a lot of good things while you were here. Most notably, I'd say, in your last match, you got to 1,000 kills. That's something you'll always remember?
It definitely is. That feeling I will never forget, and I'm going to share it with a lot of people down the road, I'm sure, and it's something that I was able to accomplish, and it's a good goal to have for everyone, I'd say.
To say something about sports, though, where 999 isn't such a big deal, but 1,000 all of a sudden is?
It is. It's... If I wouldn't have got that last kill, I would have been distraught. I can tell you that much. I would have been distraught.
Wayne Chadwick now has been here a couple of years, trying to solidify things a little bit and stabilize things. In your mind, is the program headed in the right direction?
I think it is. You know, we just lost our assistant coach and Coach Kakatolis, but I think with definitely having another GA coming in, we're going to have new perspective, you know, someone with different ideas. We're going to have a new assistant coach. You know, I'm not sure who that's going to be, but, you know, I think the more help we can get, the better, and I think it's going to be headed in the right direction.
Is that a job you're interested in?
I am getting my coaching specialty. I do plan on coaching, you know, any sport, but volleyball in particular, you know, high school level, but if, you know, maybe if I can move on up, that would be awesome. Hopefully someday.
Good luck in whatever you do in the future.
Thank you very much.